Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
And good morning and welcome back to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I am your host, Shelly Harrison, with another episode of Amplify Your Influence. And this is a lively show featuring speakers, authors, and presenters who are on the cutting edge of top-level success in their company. This show will bring you intriguing people across the country who have successfully amplified their influence on stage, television, and other media platforms. And today we are talking with our leading lady, LaVon Shields. And let me tell you a little bit about LaVon. Aside from she is my absolute accountability coach for, gosh, the last 4 years, she is an accounting strategist and business accountability coach. And LaVon helps coaches and consultants make sense of their money so that their money makes sense, releasing the stress and overwhelm they experience around their numbers. Oh, gosh, can you imagine? Allowing them to thrive in their business. I'm so proud to say that I've been working with LaVon and in various capacities and, again, as my accountability coach. So, LaVon, today is Wednesday. Usually we're on Monday, but today we're on Wednesday. And welcome to the show, and thank you for gracing us with your incredible wisdom and perspectives on the show today. How are you?
Oh, well, no, thank you for having me. I'm hearing the description of the show and the people on there. I'm like, hey, sure, am I supposed to be on this show? it sounds like I might need to step up my game a whole lot more.
Thank
you so much.
Yeah, and this was fun because, you know, I know so much about you and, you know, you've known me for quite some time, but we want to make sure our audience knows who you are. You know, and even though I mentioned a little bit about you, I really want to get into those things that, you know, projects that you're working on and things that are exciting and on the horizon, and some special offers for CWI members. So, you know, before we get into it, yeah. So, you know, how did your extensive experience in all the different industries, including banking and real estate, shape your approach as an accounting strategist and business accountability coach?
Well, oddly enough, I realized it wasn't the industries that that were making an impact or where I was getting my training and knowledge from as far as what it is that I do. It was really the people part. So it didn't really matter the industry that they were in. It was just more so of making sure my goal was always to make sure I was able to connect with the clients that I was working with. Because you're talking about numbers. Numbers to most people are like the devil. Like, you know, keep that away from me. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to know anything about it. I just want to make sure that I can pay my bills and that I don't go crazy and, you know, things are happening. And being able to connect with them, figure out what that blockage is, and then being able to work on empowering them to be able to, one, not be afraid of the numbers, and then, two, learn to use them as strategic tools. That's always been my goal. So I've really been industry agnostic, I guess, with the exception of manufacturing. Yeah. I didn't like learning that when I was getting my degree. But outside of that, I'm industry agnostic. I love to see different industries from different perspectives and see if I can make the connection between the generalness of accounting and then be able to customize it for the business that I'm working in,
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, in working with you, you know, in my own experience, I mean, that accountability piece sometimes can be so challenging, you know, because there are so many things that, you know, that are actionable, right? And goals that we have. And I know you and I have toggled with, you know, the 12-week year and also, you know, the book that I love is Traction. And we're working on, EOS, which is the, and we'll talk about that a little bit later, but EOS, just remember EOS, right, audience? But we'll talk about that a little bit more in depth. But going back to that accountability piece, LaVonne, I know, you know, for you especially, you know, the numbers are, you are a wizard when it comes to crunching those numbers and, you know, getting on the paper and, you know, doing the all of the tax, you know, documents and everything. I mean, what do you think is the one leading thing that has made you so, so efficient? I mean, when I, and I word that, use that word efficient so openly because I think you are just a, like I said, a wizard at the numbers. How did you get to be that fast and efficient and, you know, narrowing in on those numbers and knowing what goes where?
It probably started, you know, early when I got into managing money. You know, my story, I tell people, you know, I started off as a legal crack dealer, meaning I was a Girl Scout and I stole Girl Scout cookies. And having the cash, because my dad just, he paid our fundraising requirements to my troop, and he turns me and looks, he said, okay, so we've got these. Whatever you sell, you get to keep the cash. And that was fascinating to me. And so having this money and then seeing it, so counting it and then knowing where it was going and then having the empowerment, at, even at the age of 9, of knowing that, wow, I got options. And that was the biggest thing for me, is just knowing that I had options. So I never felt restricted. I always felt as though, okay, so when's the best time to do this? When will I have the resources to do this? And it just made things so much easier for me. So then when I started working, especially with small business owners, and I think my biggest, I guess, opportunity to poke my chest out was when I was working with a nonprofit, and this was an organization where payroll was always an issue, paying bills was always an issue, and by taking what I know about understanding what the numbers are representing and how to manage it and understanding what your key indicators are when it comes to the money, when we got to a position where that organization not only was paying their bills on time, they also had a $40,000 cash reserve, I realized, wow, like this really does work universally. It wasn't just me kind of hitting this and taking a theory and hoping that it worked. I was really able to help people, because people are the ones who are managing the organization, help them figure out how to make this crazy stuff work. And then, it, like I said, it was working. Like it really was creating and producing results. And that's when I knew, okay, so this really is my purpose. And it just so happened that it's also my passion. So score!
It is, yes, exactly. And that is a win. That is definitely a win. And, you know, it's so funny because when you were chatting about, you know, the when you were 9 and the Girl Scout cookies and counting all the money, it reminded me of when I was a little girl, I used to play bank. Okay, so don't knock me, but I would use Monopoly money. And then I eventually, I know, I played bank and really by myself. And I had my stuffed animals. And what's so funny is that I graduated from Monopoly money to begging my mom to buy me, you know, the little packages of cash that looked like real cash, but they were paper. So then I started using that. My mom gave me her checkbook, you know, old checks, and let me play with those. And lo and behold, I had a 27-year career in the banking industry. So go figure, right? So as little girls, I guess it stems when we're little, right, in terms of what we're going to do in our future.
Yeah, I used to play office. So I had a whole, and this is totally dating myself, I had a rainbow bright kitchen set that my dad had bought me, and I didn't do any of the kitchen stuff in it. I used it as filing cabinets and storage spots.
Oh,
and I would take papers and stack them and organize them. So I knew business was definitely where I was going to be, and domestication was just about me being born in this country. It had nothing to do with me cooking and cleaning. And I think my dad realized that early, like, yeah, this is not going to be her space.
Oh, my God. You know, if we could just go back to that, you know, that 9-year-old self of ours. And, you know, if we were friends, we could have played bank together. We could have played, you know, all different kinds of things together.
Yeah, I could have helped my Cabbage Patch get the access to a loan and funding and manage her bank account.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't it fun to just reminisce? And it puts you in a mindset of really being grateful and, you know, wanting to really persevere. That's fun. That is so much fun. And right now, LaVon, we are going to do a quick commercial break. And then when we come back, we're going to really get into the meat and potatoes of this conversation. And now, like I mentioned, we're going to take a quick break to recognize one of our sponsors and partners. Women Lead Radio is brought to you today by Connected Women of Influence and our partner, National University. National University is proud to be one of the largest private nonprofit universities founded in 1971. The National University mission is to provide accessible, achievable higher education to adult learners. Today, National University educates students from across the U.S. and around the globe, with over 170,000 alumni worldwide. Thank you for your support, National University, and to all of our sponsors and partners. And now we're back to amplify your influence on Women Lead Radio with my leading lady and guest, LaVon Shields. So, LaVon, we left off with playing bank and different, with things in the, what did you say, the bright, Eventbrite?
Rainbow Bright kitchen set.
Rainbow Bright. Yeah, I was trying to figure Rainbow Bright. Yeah. So we left off with playing when we were little girls and how it kind of shaped what we're doing today. And, you know, let's talk about your business. I know that you have an accountability lab that you launched and you offer this to business owners. And I know it's something that you love doing. I'm just curious, can we talk about this, the Accountability Lab?
Oh, yeah, I'd love to. So the Accountability Lab was birthed out of the realization that sometimes it is not logical for a business owner to allocate money towards a bookkeeper, which I know sounds weird coming from someone, this is what I do for a living. However, if you're launching your business and you really want to make sure that when you're spending money, especially in the beginning stages, that it has a obvious return on investment. And accounting services, all professional services in the beginning for a business are usually, it's just money out. And it's very, very hard to grasp the value of what that is. So the Accountability Lab allows for business owners who understand that, yes, their numbers are important. They're frustrated and tired with waiting to the last minute to file their taxes, not getting access to capital, having all of these other stressors around money. And so the lab gives them the time to block of time for them to actually do the work, then to understand what it is, but they're also in an environment with other business owners who are in the exact same boat. But entrepreneurialism, for the most part, if you don't have a good team around you, you feel so isolated. So in the lab, we do it twice a month on the first and third Saturday, plus a bonus one at the end of the quarter. But it's the opportunity to have 90 minutes, 3 hours total for the month, to get in there, get questions asked, get some clarification, hear someone else's questions, and go, wow, I didn't even think about it like that. But more importantly, you're getting it done. You're actually getting your accounting updated and done, and I was laughing with my group this Saturday because I was like, I don't know who enjoys their clients as much as I do. They were laughing. One lady said, she's like, yeah, I was hanging out with my family last night. I said, I got to go. I got an appointment tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. They were like, what you got to do? I was like, I got to be there. And I was like, I'm happy that you want to be here. She's like, yeah, because I know, you know, it's working for her. And so I was really excited to hear that. And so it's been great. We launched it last year, and the initial cohort has been great. Their feedback has been wonderful, and now I'm looking forward to adding on to that by giving them the ability, right, we're going to be adding in strategy sessions each month. So now that we know the numbers, what do we do with the numbers? And kind of that's the next stage we're going into. So I love what I do, and I love the people I get to work with, and this was a passion project for me of being able to make sure that no matter what stage you are in business, whatever your financial position is, if you have the desire, you have the capability to then get your numbers under control. And that was my focus, my purpose.
Gosh, exactly. And I think that for you to create this is something that, you know, number one, you could do it on Zoom, right? And mm-hmm. they have you at their fingertips during these accountability lab sessions. And I think a lot of, you know, like you were mentioning, you know, there's some people that, you know, can't necessarily afford, you know, a CPA or an accountant or someone to, you know, handle their bookkeeping. So this really gives them a front row seat to be able to really look at their numbers, you know, feel good about them, or, you know, take some action to overcome some of the, I go back to Stacey O'Byrne, and I'm going to give Stacey O'Byrne a shout out. When she was talking about, you know, she had 16 cents left in her bank account. And I mean, for many of us, that would be devastating. And I mean, it would be awful experience, you know, but she overcame that. She, you know, then she started looking at her numbers and, you know, and she has a whole story behind that. But when I think of business owners, I think, you know, how many of us have those struggles and, you know, look at our bank account and say, oh my gosh, what did I do and how did I get here? And that's what I think the Accountability Lab is really going to help entrepreneurs who need this kind of structure, I would say.
And I like that you use the term structure, because that's really what it is. I mean, what I love is that aha moment when I'm working with business owners, when we're able to really take what they know about their business, and they know that voodoo that they do so well. They know it. They know the ins and outs. They know all of the twists and turns of it, and they know it with confidence. And once they're able to see that voodoo that they do so clearly through their numbers, it is so empowering. And I've seen so many of them just once they get that, to see them take off. And after experiencing that a couple of times, I realized, okay, so now my personal business goal is to help 10,000 business owners make it to seven figures. Because once you get the momentum of your numbers, once you're in that zone, so to speak, it's practically mm-hmm. unstoppable. And I've seen so many business owners really take off once they grasp it and they're able to incorporate the accounting aspect into the marketing, sales, and general operations of their business and really, really take off. It has been so inspiring, not only for me, but just to be able to have that knowledge that I was a part of that. Like, I was there to see it, and it's just so gratifying, as I keep saying. I love what I do. I love it. It is so awesome.
And you do, and you put so much passion into it. And I love hearing, you know, how it's making you feel. But in the same token, it's something that is, you know, if you help 10,000 business owners, can you imagine all of the gratitude and the way you're going to feel about what you're doing to help and empower all of these entrepreneurs?
And that is my objective. I really feel that's a good mission, to be on, because, you know, it's going into business. You do it not it's got to be your vision and your passion. However, once you realize that, wow, this is my business, like this is my baby, and I want to make sure I nurture it and grow it and get it where to be, and to be on that journey with them is just awesome. That really is what fills my cup so much.
Oh, and you do it so well. You do it so well. And I know that we talked about the EOS system, and let's kind of navigate into that direction. It is
awesome.
And can you share the acronym of what EOS stands for? And we're going to talk about how you kind of found a niche for this program.
Oh, yeah, great. So, EOS, Entrepreneurs Operating System, is literally that. It is a operating system for business owners. It is a great way of not only getting down to the foundational aspects of what's going on in your business, but it also allows you to make sure you can use this analogy or this visual. I hope it works. So it's like when you're scaling, you know, side of a mountain or a building or something, you know how they shoot that thing up and it hooks onto something, and then you're able to pull yourself up. And that's what the system allows you to do. So not only ground you where you are, but really get yourself anchored in to where you want to be and make sure that you're constantly going that route. And I don't want to say downfall, but I'm going to use that term because it's the best word that I can use, is that the system is designed for larger businesses, like those who have big teams and levels of teams, who have the boots on the ground level, they have a management level, then they have a leadership level plus the ownership level, and many businesses don't have all of those levels.
And so the system can feel overwhelming because there's so many aspects of it, and many business owners are still operating either solo or they have a very, very small team, and some of that team is outsourced. And so I love that going through this program and supporting the CWI is going through it, and I love being a part of that process. And as we're seeing going through it, we realize, okay, so this program can be tweaked for those who don't fit the air quotes ideal of what EOS is designed for. There is a way of tweaking it so those can, so people can grow into that. And so working with an implementer, we've been able to really talk about how can we take the system, take the big chunky parts of it out while leaving the core fundamental aspects of it that a business owner can grasp, and then be able to allow them to, in a different type of setting, using the same tools, build to the point where they do have those multiple layers of their team, and that they're able to really be the visionary that they're meant to be and have the support system underneath them so that they can build to where they're going. So I'm really excited that we're actually going to be piloting a program that is being offered specifically for Connected Women of Influence members, CWI members, where we're going to be creating a cohort of business owners to go through EOS, this customized version of EOS. So I'm really, really excited about that. Everybody keep an ear out, because we're going to be promoting that real soon. So if this is something you're interested in, definitely pay attention, keep your ear out, reach out, let us know so we can get you on that interest list and then get you into that initial cohort. I'm really excited about that.
That is exciting, LaVonne, and I'm excited for you and for CWI members who can be exposed to this. I know, you know, both you and I are on the leadership team with CWI and honored to be on the leadership team. And we've been going through this EOS, and I know even in my own experience, you know, reading the book Traction, which really this is based off of with Gino, and I can't remember his last name right now, so I should have had that handy. As far as the program, though, there are bits and pieces that can be, like you said, you know, it's designed for larger businesses with, you know, lots of employees. However, this particular program can be adaptable for businesses with the solopreneur and, you know, smaller businesses. And that's the niche that you're going to be really going to be serving.
Yes, that's my target. Like I said, I want to help 10,000 business owners get to seven figures, and to do that, you need a foundational system for that. And so this EOS is a great foundational system, and I love that we get a chance to offer it to those who in other situations would either not go through it, or they would think it's not meant for them, but we're able to give it to them, give them the tools, help empower them so they can reach their goals and hopefully get to that seven or multi-seven figure marker. And I love that.
That's exciting. Oh, I love that too. I'm working with you on the EOS system too. So I'm excited to see what develops from there too. And let's share. I know, you know, you're very well versed on EOS, and what are some of those things or key components of EOS that you really want to share with business owners? If you can think of maybe two of them.
I would say it's my favorite thing is when you go through get to the point where you have what they call the level 10 meetings. It's where you really get a chance to, once you go through a couple of what they call the initial focus and visionary days, where you really break down your business into what it is you want, where you want it to go. It's the level 10 meetings, which is that accountability factor, because we can all do goal setting. We've done it. We do it every year. We do it when, you know, in these larger settings at this kind of 50, 60,000 foot level. But the level 10 meetings and the structure of that really brings it down to what are we doing today? What are we focusing on right now to be able to get us to that ultimate vision? And, you know how I feel about accountability. That's just right up my alley. So that's really my favorite thing. So once you go through those initial groundbreaking days where you get out of your head, you get to hear perspective from your team or in this case, how we're going to be doing it with other business owners, you get it out of your head, you get it in front of you, then you get the foundation of it going. Now all of a sudden we get, this is where the rubber meets the road. This is where we really get to dive into because we have clarity on it. And that to me is what it's all about. You're no longer just going through the motions of the day. You know exactly where you're supposed to be going and how you're supposed to be getting there. And so it's just so awesome that that's really one of my favorite parts of it is getting to that stage.
Oh, me too. Me too. You know, and the rocks, I think, you know, the rocks are something that I think a lot of us lose sight of. And when you think of that, you know, that vase where you put the sand, the rocks and the water, you know, it's an interesting experience when you really go through that, because you really determine, you know, what those true rocks are, because a lot of us think, well, that's rock. No, it's not really. It's more of a task, or it's, you know, something that needs to be, you know, taken care of.
Or it's a bigger part of another task. Yeah, it's a piece
exactly.
of something else. So it does. It gives you clarity on, okay, what is the actual important thing, and then what are the sands that come out of that we are going to be tracking over time. And it really makes sure, I know, I facilitate a program through the Women's Business Center where it's similar to this, where it gives you clarity on making sure, okay, so am I really focusing on what I'm supposed to be focusing on? Am I loading my plate too much to where that's the reason why I can't get where I need to go? So it really forces you to make sure that you are on task with what is important to you, not anyone else. Yeah. And then you have the feedback from your team to make sure that, hey, this is what the priority is, making sure that they keep you accountable to what your goals are because you said it out loud. And so it's a great system. I'm really excited about one being a part of this with CWI and being able to offer it as a program for smaller business owners who didn't think that they would have an opportunity to utilize something like this. They get a chance to do it. So this is so cool.
Exactly. And I agree. I couldn't agree with you more, LaVon, because I look at with COVID, you know, we all can go back to, you know, 2020 when everything just kind of shut down and a lot of business owners, they had to shut their doors. And now this mm-hmm. is something where there is hope. There's something that they can look forward to. It's just working the system and navigating through it with someone like you, you know, where you have these tools available and the accountability piece that I'm thankful to Michelle, Michelle Berquist, who invited us to partake in this. And it's, you know, it's been a powerful system, and I'm excited to see it roll out to all of the CWI members and really any business owner that is looking to implement this program. But again, they may not qualify, you know, in terms of the size of the business. It's still mm-hmm. available for them. And how do people reach you, LaVon?
You can find me on all social media platforms under The Accounting Strategist. So that's, you can definitely find me on all LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, The Accounting Strategist. And you can also check me out on my website, theaccountingstrategist.com. And then if you want more information, definitely on the site, you can schedule a free accountability session where we get a chance to just talk about where you are, what you need, map out a general outline of how we can get there, and then determine, you know, what steps are we're going to take moving forward. So I, if anyone has any questions or they found me entertaining and would like to spend a little bit more time with me, you can definitely schedule one-on-one. Follow me on social media, and hopefully I don't scare you in some way, shape, or form.
And I really believe that this will pique a lot of business owners' interest because it is almost like a foolproof system. And wouldn't you agree? I mean,
I do. Yeah.
Has so many legs and arms, although it's something that can really work for so many different types of businesses. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So we're going to shift the gears. We have about a minute left, and I really want to know, with all of the busyness that you have, LaVon, it's tax season, you've got a lot of things going on. How do you do self-care for yourself? What do you practice, and, you know, with your busy schedule and you know, make it so that you're more productive?
Oh, my goodness. I love it. So I came across the book Miracle Morning about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, and I love that it created a system that allows you to ground yourself in the day, and it gives you permission to say, hey, if you've only got 6 minutes, then you do it for 6 minutes. if you've got an hour or 90 minutes or 2 hours, you can do it for 2 hours. So I love that. I've created my own variation of it. But that's what I do, is I make sure that I have that system that I manage every morning to help me get myself in place to alleviate the overwhelm and make sure that I am showing up as my best. So if you've never read the book, Miracle Morning, it's a great book. Check it out. Develop your own system. It is totally worth it. Totally worth it.
It's life-changing. and they have an expanded version now. So I have that book, too. I haven't started reading it, but that's my next book. And I know you're the one who introduced Miracle Morning to me. So thank you, LaVon, for giving me that wisdom so that I, too, can, you know, partake in the Miracle Morning. And, you know, it's the end of our show, and I want to say thank you, LaVon. We hope you gain new ideas and wisdom from our powerful guest, LaVon Shields, today. Thank you, LaVon, for being our leading lady today on Women Lead Radio on Amplify Your Influence. And a special thanks to all of our listeners in the U.S. and our international listeners and followers, too. We'll be back again for another Women Lead Radio show on Mondays at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time. It's been my absolute pleasure to be your host today. Thank you for listening, and remember to build your influence authentically and compassionately.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.